The University of South Dakota officially opened the Sanford Coyote Sports Center Tuesday night, August 30th. The Coyote volleyball team hosted the University of North Dakota in the centerpiece of a $66 million facility upgrade. SDPB's Gary Ellenbold reports.
The first point in the history of the Sanford Coyote Sports Center came at 7:06 p.m. The point went to the University of North Dakota Fighting Hawks after the Coyotes hit the ball out of bounds. USD recovered from a jittery first set to win the match in the new building. Coyote junior Kelly Law says she and her teammates knew the arena could serve as a distraction for a while.
I think it wasn't so much that we weren't expecting to have nerves, but there was that idea, and that if it did come up, we were ready to push those down and find a way to keep pushing for that next point and not focus on the nerves so much. And we kept talking about, you know, rely on the girls next to you, you know, use them to ground you when you're feeling a little bit like, wow, this is a big deal.
USD volleyball coach Leanne Williamson agrees there's what she calls a wow factor in the Sanford Coyotes Sports Center. She says it's a much better atmosphere for students and fans than the small space the team played in next door in the Dakota Dome.
They're going to enjoy their experience more because it's a production. It's not, you know, just the scoreboard against the wall where half the fans have to turn around to see it. There's the video, there's the music, there's just more to it. It's more run like a basketball game. And to be able to have that, I think, makes it a better atmosphere.
About 2,400 fans saw the home opener for the Coyotes. They were treated with $1 admission, free t-shirts, and a chance to be a small part of USD history. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Gary Ellenbold.
Along with the improvements at USD, South Dakota State is looking forward to opening its new football field, Dana J. Dykhouse Stadium. The Jackrabbits play Drake University in their first home game on September 10th.